Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Deanna Lee. You can find me, Deanna Lee Dance, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also on YouTube and Pinterest. My guest on the show today is country superstar John Rich. He is playing a show with Big and Rich on Saturday, November 16th at Snoqualmie Casino. And those tickets are available at snowcasino.com.
Hey, it's John Rich.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling today, and thanks for the Redneck Riviera whiskey.
All right. It showed up. That's good.
It did. It was such a wonderful surprise to get as I came to work last week, and my husband and I tried it out, and we really enjoyed it. Congratulations on your new brand.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It is all over your state. I think every Safeway store in Washington has it and has had it for over a year now. And man, people just coming in from everywhere. We're now in 48 states nationwide with Redneck Riviera whiskey.
That's incredible. And I love how it's not just the whiskey. It's a brand, John. You've gone beyond just alcohol. What other things are you getting into? It's like bars and boots and all kinds of things.
Well, you know, I've always considered myself one of those work hard, play hard kind of people. And I think that's kind of the Big and Rich fans and the country music fans, that's kind of how we operate. And Redneck Riviera is a way of celebrating those people, celebrating the way we live in this country and how we chase the American dream and go after it with everything we've got. And at the end of the day, you want something really smooth you can drink and also that you can afford to drink it. So I started this brand a few years ago, and you're right, there's a big honky tonk down in Nashville called that, and Boots, and of course Redneck Riviera whiskey. One of the cool things I get to do, because I own the brand, I get to make all the big decisions, is I give 10% of every bottle of Redneck Riviera whiskey sold to the Folds of Honor, which is this great organization that puts kids through college who lost a parent in combat. Talk about a great thing to do. So to date, Redneck Riviera whiskey sales have now funded over 60 college scholarships in a short 18 months.
We're talking to John Rich today from Big and Rich, who will be playing the Snoqualmie Casino on Saturday, November 16th. We just celebrated Veterans Day, and I know that you are super patriotic. You love our troops. You love our vets. Will you share maybe a story with us how a veteran has made a personal impact on your life?
You know, I think every veteran has had an impact on my life, your life, and anybody else that lives in this country. We have this thing called the American dream. You know, there's not another country with the word dream that comes right after it. We're the only ones. And I think those veterans, you know, we always say thank you for fighting for our freedom, which is true. But with those freedoms comes this incredible thing called the American dream. We're allowed to think as big as we want to, work as hard as we want to, and you get to be on the radio, which is what you love to do. I get to sing country music and be an entrepreneur, things that I love to do, and everybody else gets to do what they want to as well. So you really owe everything about your American life to those veterans. At the Big and Rich shows, every single show we bring out veterans in active duty onto our stage, and we read their name, rank, where they served, when they served. We do a shot of Redneck Riviera whiskey with them, and then we sing the 8th of November and God Bless America, which, by the way, we'll be doing that at Snoqualmie as well. That's something we do every show. And you see all these hands out in the audience when you ask them, how many veterans do we have in the audience? It is just a sea of hands that go up out there, and it's a constant reminder of how fortunate we are in this country to have those men and women willing to do a job like that.
You were performing God Bless America in Vegas on the second anniversary of the Route 91 shootings. Was that a different feeling than when you normally perform that song? And if so, how did that affect you?
Yeah, you know, Route 91, I still meet people that were at that show. People had come into that show from all over the United States. I was not aware of that when I did the show. But that night at Route 91 in real time, when that tragedy went down, we sang God Bless America. I think everybody probably saw the images of Big and Rich up there singing with you know, 25,000 phones in the air with their lights on singing in unison, which is an incredible thing to see, I think, because our country is so busted up into segments and everybody seems to be at each other's throats. But when we sing God Bless America, everybody joins in and sings together, and it's this beautiful moment. You know, right after that, one of the most evil things that ever happened took place, as we all know. And since then, every time we sing God Bless America, that image of that particular crowd comes into my mind, and I'm reminded of how fortunate we are that we're still here, that our veterans have fought for us, that our active duty, that will someday be veterans, are fighting for us this very second. We have the greatest country in the world. I celebrate it. My brand celebrates it with Redneck Riviera whiskey. To me, that's the way everybody should feel about it.
We're talking with John Rich today. Your motto is work hard, play hard. And I love that. So if you came with a warning label, John, what would it say?
If I came with a warning label,
yes.
Personally?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I would probably say drink plenty of water and take your vitamins before engaging. I like to have fun. I like to work really hard. To me, working hard is fun. So, you know, I go at it like that. I can tell you that I wondered if Redneck Riviera Whiskey would be successful in Washington State. I just wondered if it would. And sure enough, it was our first state out of all 50 states to take Redneck Riviera Whiskey in statewide. So if people are looking for a store that carries Redneck Riviera Whiskey, it's very simple. There's a store locator on redneckriviera.com on the front page. You just use your zip code and you find it. And while I'm up there, by the way, doing this show in Snoqualmie with Big and Rich Cowboy Troy, I'm actually doing a bottle signing at the QFC. I think it's Kahani Drive in Issaquah, Washington. 3 to 4:30, I'll be standing right there at the QFC, signing bottles, taking pictures, and meeting everybody in that area.
On the day of the show?
On the day of the show. I will be
wow.
there. We'll get warmed up over at the QFC, and then I will head over to the stage to have a Big and Rich time at Snoqualmie. It's going to be a big day.
So finish this hashtag. If all the Redneck Riviera whiskey disappeared, ..
Oh, I would make more. I would make more. I would never let that happen.
That's why we love you.
Absolutely. We got to keep everybody in a good mood. And there's actually this box called the 2020 Survival Kit that's now in all the stores around you guys. It's a bottle of Redneck Riviera whiskey and a bonus bottle of Granny Rich Reserve. My Granny Rich, right there on the bottle. And it says on the back, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, one thing's for sure in 2020, you're going to need a drink.
That's great. I love that. I see that you're a big fan of Texas football. Is that correct?
Yeah, I grew up in Texas, Amarillo, Texas, and always been a fan of the Longhorns. I thought they were going to do it this year, and then, man, they just haven't been able to quite get over that hump. But I'm a loyal fan, and, you know, college football has been an awesome thing for Big and Rich. With ESPN, College Game Day Football coming to your city. That's now our 12th season that we've done that.
That's incredible. If you were having a party at your house to watch the Longhorns, what country music buddies do you want there?
Oh, wow. Country music buddies. I'd probably call up Tracy Lawrence, and I'd probably call up Larry Gatlin, and I'd probably call up T.G. Shepherd, some of the older guys, and then And then Cowboy Troy, of course. Cowboy Troy is actually University of Texas alumni. He went to school there.
Wow, very cool. I like the pick there. You tweeted that you're thinking about shaving your mustache.
Well, you know, people have mentioned it. People have brought it up. They said, "Wonder what you'd look like without a mustache." I said, "I have no idea." But I know that that's a funny story. The reason I originally grew a mustache, I was 19 years old, playing bass in the band Lone Star way back in the day. And we were playing all these country bars down in Texas, and the bar owners wouldn't let me leave the stage in between sets to go talk to girls because I was underage. But I wanted to go talk to the girls. So the guy in our band, our guitar player, said, "See if you can grow a mustache. Maybe you'll look older." So I grew this mustache kind of, sort of, best I could at 19. And it's just been a part of my face ever since. So I thought, well, let's ask the public, should I shave it? Should I keep it? It was a pretty overwhelming response. Don't shave your mustache.
Yeah, I think over 70% were like, hell no.
Yeah, I guess if I ever want to disappear, that'd probably be the way to do it. Cut it off.
Aside from yourself, John Rich, Who wears a cowboy hat the best in country music?
That's easy. George Strait, by God. Nobody wears a hat better than King George.
I was hoping you were going to say that, because if not, I was going to be like, it has to be King George.
It's George Strait, man. He's the one that taught all the rest of us how to wear one.
That's right. This is trending right now on Twitter. Best movie line ever. What you got?
Oh, let's see. Probably, I'm a Clint Eastwood fan, so I'd have to go with either Go Ahead, Punk, Make My Day, or Get Off My Lawn. One of the two. I've always been a Clint Eastwood guy, man. I love the way he handles his business.
We're talking with John Rich. He's going to be performing with Big and Rich at Snoqualmie Casino on Saturday, November 16th. And right after that, the holidays are going to be here. Do you have any Thanksgiving plans, Christmas? What do you got going on?
Yeah, so I've got two sons. They are 9 and 8. And they are quite a handful. They're a blast. And the older of the two is getting his first go-kart. So it is going to be pandemonium, because I know he is going to lose his mind when he sees this little go-kart sitting there. He's been asking for one for 2 years. I think he's finally ready for it.
Wow. When I was young, my dad got us a go-kart. I think we were like 6 or 7 years old, and he tied a rope to the back of it and like literally and tied it to his waist so that we wouldn't go too fast, so that the first couple of laps that we made with this thing, we wouldn't kill ourselves.
Wow. Now yeah. That's ingenious, actually. Yeah. I don't think I'll do that, because knowing my son, he would think it was funny and just knock me over and drag me down the driveway.
Right. So,
yeah, it's going to be great. You know, there's nothing better than kids at Christmas, and it makes you feel like a kid yourself. And I can't wait for Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year, be able to sit down, catch up with your family and friends, eat too much food, watch some football, and just enjoy life.
Well, before we let you go, I want to mention just something on a personal note. I used to live in Nashville. I lived right down the street from you. I don't know if you're still on Love Circle or not.
I am. Okay. Yes, I am.
Yes. And so I lived there in the Richland area, just across the, I don't know, whatever yep. the main street there is. And anyway, I would go to the gym and Nick's all the time on that side of Nashville. And I saw you post a picture that Redneck Riviera is now at your favorite barbecue restaurant, Jim and Nick's.
It is. Yeah, there's like 56 Jim and Nick's now in mm-hmm. several states.
Yeah.
And the guys loved Redneck Riviera whiskey. They called me up and said, hey, we want to have Redneck Riviera whiskey on our menu and in our barbecue joints. I said, well, it just so happens you're my favorite barbecue joint, so this is a great conversation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they put me in. They're part of what adds up to these big numbers. I get to keep writing checks to Folds of Honor. You know, every time somebody buys a bottle of Redneck Riviera whiskey, that 10% goes into an account, and then every quarter we send them another check. We're going to be close to 100 scholarships by the end of this calendar year that we have funded for the Folds of Honor.
It's such a great cause. It's so patriotic. What a wonderful way to give back to the people who need it most.
I couldn't agree more. And listen, I can't wait to get out there. It's going to be an awesome show. Snoqualmie and QFC is the name of the store. Issaquah, Washington. I'll be posting about it on Twitter at John Rich. And if you can't see me there, folks, just redneckriviera.com. Put your zip code into the store locator. Go get you a bottle of Redneck Riviera and give me a big old yee-haw.
Ooh, we love it. Will you give us a big salute for Boots Up Friday?
Hey, everybody. It's John Rich from Big and Rich. It's Boots Up Friday on the Wolf.
John Rich, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today. We can't wait to see you at your Redneck Riviera signing at the QFC in Issaquah, and then your show on Saturday night at Snoqualmie Casino.
I'll see you soon. Can't wait.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, thank you. Bye.